When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sif Spoil. We're going to talk about all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
In Anatomy of a Fall. No, just one person dying. I think I want us to focus just quickly on two conversations. Number one, did she do it? Number two, if you were a juror, would you convict her? Those are two different questions. Yes. But let's start with, did she do it? Ian, you were wanting to espouse some theories. Mm. So tell us why you think she did or did not kill her husband.
I think she, first of all, I believe either. But I like to believe my interpretation of this movie as presented is she did it.
Okay. Yeah. And what leads you to that conclusion?
There are two things. One, as a trained psychiatrist, psychologist, person in the field that knows this stuff, I'm not. She displays some characteristics of somebody capable of murder.
That is such a wonky and terrible thing to assume, but go ahead.
No, it is. What sold it for me, quote unquote, was the conversation with her husband that we get to witness. She is so cold and dispassionate for most of that in front of a man who is in pieces that I'm like, you have the emotional distance to this creature that you live with that you could put it out of its misery because he is becoming a burden to her. And I think
a murderer, because that's how I sound in every single discussion or argument
totally
I have.
Totally agree. But that doesn't mean that all people that sound like that are murderers. You're not the one that's on trial here, Aaron.
Yes.
She is. So I think it would not surprise me. I think she is capable. That's what I'm trying to say. I think she is capable of this murder.
Okay, that's one thing.
And the way that I think she did it, you thought that was loose. This is the loose part.
Okay.
That I think, what I really want to believe is that he is already dead at the beginning of the movie. So we see like the laptop upstairs where the music is playing, but he's not even in that room. That room is empty, and that happens before he dies. So the laptop is playing upstairs, playing PIMP instrumental version, and I think she set that up to make it sound like he's still alive so that she has a witness that says, yeah, he was playing some really, really obnoxious music, but he was already dead.
Yeah, that's disproved by the evidence, though.
Why?
Because where was he? Yeah, but he wasn't out on the snow.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter for the evidence.
No, the lady would have seen the dead body when she left.
Exactly. Then she sets up the dead body.
And the splatter?
And the splatter.
Okay. Yeah. So where was the dead body before that?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because there would be evidence of the dead body having been there.
No, she cleaned it up.
She hit him with a blunt object.
Yeah.
And cleaned up all the...
Everything. The murder weapon was never found. So at the end of that argument that we're witness to, that slap at the end is her killing him. She cleans up everything, hides the body, throws him out into the snow while the guy is going for the
slap.
No, with the blunt object, the blunt force trauma to the head.
Yeah, but that was a slap that we heard.
We heard many things on that recording. It wasn't just slaps. Anyway, I think it's interesting in my head that at the end of recording, she kills him and then sets up this really this is why like she's invited the lady over, but isn't interested in the interview, but has her as a witness that he was upstairs playing the music. And then when the kid goes out for a walk,
Person who was interviewing her wanted to be there?
No, she wanted to be there, okay. But Sandra wasn't really interested in that interview.
No, she wasn't.
That was just her alibi.
I don't think the movie even leans that way in iota.
I don't think so at all. No, all right, I completely agree.
Okay.
That is me.
It's just an interesting thought experiment.
Together. Yeah, 100%. Okay. 100%.
Andrew, did she do it?
She did not do it. Here's what happened. At the very beginning of the movie. Yeah, here's what happened. At the very beginning of the movie, we see the boy giving his dog a bath upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see the dog walking around everywhere and then shaking off the water everywhere. Mm. I think the husband slipped in that water and fell out the window.
Mm.
But the dog didn't go into the attic and do that.
Wasn't that, weren't they upstairs when he was giving him the bath?
I don't think so. I thought there was a different area.
Yeah. There's like three, maybe even four levels. I think there's three, yeah, though. But like the bedrooms and the bath was on the second level, and then the attic is like another level up.
He'd have had to slip, open the window, and then fall out.
Well, he's working with the window open. He was warm.
That's
so.
If he didn't do that, then I think the husband did kill himself.
Well, and that's the other thing that the movie does set up for me is that nobody buys the suicide or that it was an accident. And the lawyer is like really clear about that. He's like, nobody is buying this. Nobody's buying that it was an accident. And while suicide is possible, it was like an awkward way to do it. So I think she did it. I think she did it.
Mm. All right. I have to make a decision. I think the movie is pretty even-handed all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it.
I think she didn't do it.
Yes, because you think the best of people.
Guilty. I have been found guilty of my optimism. No, to me, there is an element of the son that we are supposed to see the movie through his ears.
Mm-hmm.
And the son kind of, at least according to the movie, like I think the movie's intent, has the decision to make at the end whether she did it or not.
Yeah.
And he decides she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movie has trained us to be with him.
Yeah.
And so I think the movie in some ways is leaning us to she didn't actually do it.
He knows her better than we do.
But she could have. I mean, like that's, you know,
I mean,
I think it's pretty even-handed. I don't know if he committed suicide or if he accidentally fell, though. Like, I don't know that a fall is out of the question, especially once you start to see that the reasons that her lawyer initially doubted the fall are actually, there are scientific ways that mm-hmm. those things could have happened. The splatter could have happened when he hit the roof, and the the blood and whatever could have been washed away, mm-hmm. you know, from the snow by the time they got there. So he could have fallen. But yeah, I think the interesting question is, the interesting side question to this is, do you think the son made up the story about the car ride and the him?
No, I didn't get that at all.
Oh, I didn't. I think he made up the when he changed his mind about, you know, that one information at the beginning of the movies
mm-hmm.
with the tape on the door, like where he was in the house when he heard the argument and stuff, when he changed. I think he made that up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a very,
I don't know if, I don't know if he made that up or if that was just an example of, you know, human error. The movie's kind of delving into, but I do think it's foreshadowing in some ways of this son's either capability to do something like that. And so I wondered if the movie was setting in some ways us up not to trust the son. So, you know, if his revelation was, I've decided my mom didn't do it, but she's going to go to prison unless I figure out the solution here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what if when we took the, you know, dog to the vet, he talked about, you know, moving on without me, you know, like if he made all that up, because there's this moment at the very end, there's this moment at the very end where she leans in and they say something to each other, but we don't hear it. And there's almost this sense when she's watching him that like that she almost not that she doesn't believe him, but that she knows he's doing something brave for her.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, like, there's, I don't know, I think there's just this subtlety to the stuff with the son at the end where it felt like it might be he decided that he needed his mom back and that she didn't do it, and he was going to make it happen.
Weighing up the alternatives. He knew that he had that power. Well, I mean,
because when they're together, they don't. She doesn't even say things like "you never, you know, never." Like I literally thought in a different movie, and I'm glad this isn't this movie. But in a different movie, she says to him, "I took you. I took you and the dog to the vet." You know, like that's really the obvious. Last line of the movie. You know, You're still left with not knowing if it's the truth or not.
Yeah.
He's
just co-opting it. Well, that just proves even more that she did it. Well, I mean. So on the jury question as well.
Let's talk about the jury. If you're on the jury, would you convict or... and I don't know the burden of proof for the French judicial system. So I'm just going by an American version of, you know, guilty until proven innocent beyond all reasonable doubt.
There's three options in the French system. And I think, I don't know how popular this is. I think it might be the same in England. I'm not too sure. But you've got innocent, guilty, or acquitted. And she ends up being acquitted, which means there's basically not enough evidence. So it's the same as a not guilty verdict, but it's the jury saying, you could have done it.
We can't prove that you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I would be. I'd be like, you're innocent. Like, as much as I think she did it.
You mean acquitted?
Acquitted, yeah. As much as I think she did it, I wouldn't say she's guilty.
Yeah, this one's easy for me. I think this is an easy acquittal. I don't think there's any jury that can listen to what we listen to and convict that person.
Reasonable doubt.
There's plenty of reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
Plenty of reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. There's not going to be many Henry Fondas in that jury room having to, you know... No, seriously. Innocence, guys. Beyond a reasonable doubt.
I did have a quick look, and the French judicial system is much more conversational. There's usually three judges, so a panel of judges. Can you imagine that? It not being on one person? And it's way more conversational.
Our Supreme Court is kind of like that. It's kind of conversational like that.
I mean, it is, but no, hardly fair.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but...
It seems to be way more conversational, and here's the question that we're going to posit, and then we're going to hash this out and talk it through, which is, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Anything else on the spoiler, you know?
No, Matthew Lillard did it.
Listen, somebody is listening to this.
Oh, no! Okay, Phil, you got to edit that out.
May not have watched that. Bleep that, Phil. Bleep that. Five Nights at Freddy's spoilers Anatomy of a Fall spoiler cast. You can't do that.
I love ruining this show at every opportunity.
Well, there you go. Now that we've ruined this movie for you, we will move on with our day, happy in the knowledge that we have destroyed something.
Take that out and release it as a SIF spoiler.
You've got to bleep it again, Phil. You just got to bleep it twice now. There's a 30-second pre-roll ad.
Yes, yes.
3 seconds of the first part of that sentence.
Your intro. A mid-roll ad.
Then the end of that sentence, and then a post-roll ad. So
I love it.
Do it. You know what? It's beautiful.
I think the fans would actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then one of those sections in between the ads is us talking about the sections in between the ads.
Yes. Be amazing.
Anyhow, next time we need to ruin something, we'll be back here on a SIF spoil. We'll catch you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.